Let's go to our Monday expert feature. And we've been doing this for a few years now. It's a great excuse to get someone in who knows a lot about something and go deep, basically. Ask them all the questions that you would ask them if they were sat next to you at a dinner party. You'd be stoked if you were invited to a dinner party and next to you was Wendell Nissen, broadcaster, journalist and author and founder of the company Green Goddess. An author of The Natural Home, a book which offers tips and ideas and recipes for a sustainable life. Wendell has been on a mission over the past two decades to encourage more sustainable cleaning habits, and she joins me now. Hello there.
Oh, good afternoon. Look, I think if I was at a dinner party and someone wanted to know all about natural cleaning, I'd have to leave. I'm sorry. Or else I'd get really, really drunk just to cope with it, and then I'd be embarrassing.
To be fair, they'd be better to ask you about your career as a editor of a women's magazine, I reckon.
That would be much more fun.
Stories might be more juicy, yeah.
Yeah, much juicier.
How's your summer been?
It's been absolutely gorgeous, blissful up here in the Hokianga. It's just sunny days every day. I just couldn't have asked for better, as I think a lot of Kiwis are saying about this summer. It's just been amazing.
Many new faces around? Like, do you get the feeling there are a lot of visitors in the area?
Yeah, they all came. You know, everyone was saying no one's going to come north, but all my neighbours who don't usually live here full time, they've come down in Omapuri and Opononi, pretty busy. So, yeah, I think everyone, not so much now, I think, because everyone's gone back to work, but over Christmas it felt quite normal, which was lovely, actually. It was nice to have the neighbourhood full, if you know what I mean.
Well, thank you for volunteering to do this session with us or saying yes when we asked you. The topic is sustainable cleaning, which is a bit of a sort of a woolly term, isn't it? But how do you define what you do and what you're an expert in?
Well, let me first say I'm a self-proclaimed expert. Hmm. Like, I don't have a degree in this or anything. I'm not a scientist or anything like this. But I think when I started all this crazy business, it was an effort just to get chemicals out of my house and out of my body, yeah, and my children's body. So it's clean living, I guess, if you want to put it that way, but not about not clean food, just clean environment. So it was just an effort to sort of, I mean, I had asthmatic children, eczema, all that stuff that a lot of people deal with these days. And then, of course, I'm a journalist, so I started reading. And, you know, there's a lot of, you don't know. It's sort of after the fact. So you come down with an illness and then you start researching. You go, oh, if only I hadn't smoked, or if only I hadn't used that chemical in my house. So it's, you don't know what your body's coping with until it gives up. So my philosophy was, well, I'm just going to keep it as clean as possible without being a nutter, although a lot of people do think I'm a bit crazy. and hopefully I'll have a healthy life, and so will my children and my family.
Yeah, and it's an interesting way of talking about it. You know, what your body has to deal with. I did an interesting interview, I think it was last year, about all the fragrances that your body has to deal with on a daily basis, and the fact that we aren't really evolved to deal with fragrances. So, you know, what is the effect on your immune system when suddenly there's 1,000 different fragrances a day that your body's trying to sort of analyze and possibly fight, or, you know, work out whether it's a threat or not? Is it the same sort of theory with chemicals, that it's just stuff that our bodies don't, and we should point out, by the way, that there are plenty of chemicals that our bodies are used to. Chemicals is just a word to define a lot of things. But I suppose, you know, are we talking about human-made chemicals that haven't really been properly tested in terms of their effect on the human body?
Yeah, I think fragrance is a great example, because that is also in cleaning products. And fragrance, no one knows. There could be up to 200 chemicals in one fragrance, and you don't know what's in them because they're trademarked. You know, no one's going to tell you what's in Chanel No. 5, which happens to be my favourite fragrance, but I can't wear it. So that's a classic example. And yeah, we're not talking, you know, when I used to talk about this a lot on the radio, people were going, ooh, well, salt's a chemical.
Yeah.
You know, of course there are natural chemicals. And I think the point you made is it's what your body is designed to cope with. Mm-hmm. So same with, I mean, I went into this with food a lot and wrote a column in the Herald about it, about, you know, what's in our food. And, you know, artificial sweeteners, the science on that they're realizing lately is that our body still thinks it's a sugar. but it's not a sugar it knows. So it actually really confuses your gut. And so if you're, there are a lot of people listening who are probably going, well, I look after my gut. I have, you know, I have I have the yogurt and I have the kimchi and I have all that stuff and I keep my bio, you know, active and it's all good and I'm really healthy. Well, yeah, that's your stomach. But there's other things like what goes on your skin. Something like 80% of what you put on your skin goes into your bloodstream. So, you know, which is why nicotine patches work. So it's like, don't just think about your stomach. Think about what you're washing in, what you're rubbing on, what you're breathing into your lungs. So it's not just I've got a really good, you know, stomach and I'm really looking after it. My gut is healthy. Well, it's not if you're still piling on the chemicals every day with your sprays and your washes and your cleaners.
And sorry, I've just lost my train of thought there, Wendell. I want to know what's on your
bathroom counter. Did I just bore you? Were you bored?
No.
Did you just... My husband does that. Did you glaze? Did your eyes just glaze over?
No, no. So I've always got like one question which is hanging in my brain, ready to ask next. And then you'll say something that makes me think, oh, that's quite interesting. Then, oh, what was the question again? I must start to write them down.
Oh,
so the question
in
my brain before that one was, tell me what's on your bathroom counter.
Oh, my bathroom counter. No, I was just worried that I was boring you, because if I was boring you, then I was definitely boring your audience. I'm a trained broadcaster. You've got to keep people interested.
No, no.
On my bathroom counter, well, I'd make my here we go. People will be rolling.
What do you clean your face with? That was my question.
I don't clean my face.
Ha.
Yeah. Water. Water, obviously. Flannel and water, fine. And if you've got makeup, if you're really – I mean, I don't wear makeup most of the time, but if you've got makeup, a little bit of almond oil is all you need.
Really?
And people think, oh, really? Do you really live like that?
Almond oil.
Almond oil, great for getting rid of the mascara.
I've got to wear makeup every night on TV and I hate it. And my skin always is just terrible by the end of the year. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So instead of using those makeup wipes, which again, full of chemicals, fragrances, drying, mainly the stuff for the face and stuff often just dries you out.
Mm.
Yeah, just get a bottle of almond oil, go to your health shop, and you just put a bit of that on, a little bit of a tissue, and wipe it off. All comes off, and you're moisturising at the same time. So that's pretty much my beauty routine.
Okay.
Moisturisers? Well, you've just moisturised. You've just put your oil on. No, I use Weleda products. They're really good. So I use their Skin Food, which is a green thing, or their Rose Colour and Jelly. Those are my two moisturisers for the face. I did stop using natural toothpaste. And that's because I think you probably should have some fluoride in your toothpaste.
Yeah.
I got a lot of cavities one year, and I thought, maybe I need to give up on that one. However, I have... I will just do a quick plug. I've got a new book coming out. You might be surprised.
Of course.
In March, called Natural Care. So I did Natural Home, Natural Year, Natural Care. So it's the third one. And when I was researching that, I was looking at gut health and microbiome and all that. And they're thinking now that there is a one in your mouth as well. So if you're downing some antibacterial wash 3-4 times a day, you're actually killing the good bacteria. So, you know, by all means, clean your teeth and stuff, but don't kill everything in there.
While we're on toothpaste, we had an expert session with a dental hygienist a couple of years ago, and I'm happy to pass on her advice, which is there's a toothpaste called Grin, which is natural, but it does have fluoride in it, so you can have the best of both worlds. And I think I've bought mine in the supermarket, so that's widely available.
Yeah, you've got to be careful. And this is a warning from me to everyone who wants to go chemical free and wants to start doing their own stuff, is that you have to be, you know, you can't go completely natural and not have some repercussions like my teeth rotting, because I was using baking soda to clean my teeth. So, you know, it's kind of a weighing up situation. And also a lot of people say, I don't have time to make all these cleaners that you make. And absolutely, I completely understand that. Even I sometimes, if I'm in a hurry, I will go for one of the greener cleaners in the supermarket rather than make my own, because you've got to live. You know, you can't spend your whole day making cleaners just so that at the end of the day you can tick that box saying natural living. It's just ridiculous. So
about those green cleaning products then, because just because it's got a picture of a dolphin on it, right? That's not enough.
I tell you, when I started this, there weren't a lot of green cleaners around. I think there was EcoStore, and even then they were a bit dodgy because consumer had found them out on a few things. But now there are a lot more, which in one respect is great because they're cheaper and, you know, they're accessible and people can now afford them. In another way, there is a lot of greenwashing. And, I mean, I look at all those supermarket products and I couldn't tell you whether they're good or not.
Yeah.
I can't tell you if they're lying because there's no legislation around it at all. So you could basically set up a green goddess like I did, make all these products, make all these claims, say, oh, it's nothing, it's just baking soda and a bit of essential oil, works great, and then throw a whole lot of other stuff in to make it cheaper so that you can get into the supermarket and no one would know. So that's the simple answer, is when you're looking in the supermarket, I mean, my only advice is if you can understand what's in the, if they've got the ingredients on it, and you can understand what those ingredients are, then that's better than nothing. You know, at least you've got some awareness and you can see what they are actually trying. Yeah.
Someone wants to know what you do for sunblock, if anything.
Oh, God. I used to make my own sunblock.
Did you?
Yeah, it does work. It's quite involved, though, so I'm not going to give the recipe out on here. And actually, I'm just going to say don't, because it's too silly to play around with. You know, I couldn't give it an SPF rating because I'm not a scientist. But for sunblock, the other thing, and I'm on the board of consumer, and consumer, as you know, have recently been looking at sunblocks. And in the last study, I only found 6 that pass, that actually work, that are actually safe. Also, did you know sunblock has a use-by date? I didn't know that until my daughter told me. So my advice there is just go for the ones that consumer recommends because, A, they work. But if you can find one that's more a surface one than a suck goes into your skin. So they're the ones that leave you looking like a ghost. And, yeah, you do look like a ghost and you do look ridiculous. But I grew up in the 70s when you put those coloured zincs on your nose and stuff. So
it's been worse.
Probably a better option. Yeah, zinc oxide is great. Like, zinc oxide will keep all the sun off. You just look weird. But there is a cost. And, you know, and my other advice, because I have melanomas cut out all the time and they're not always great because I basically grew up in the 70s in the sun with baby oil and vinegar on my skin, cover up. You know, I would never go in the sun without a long sleeve cotton shirt on and a hat. And, you know, so just be sensible, really.
Before we talk about what to use as cleaning products, what do you avoid in particular in the supermarket? Are there, and it's hard because not all ingredients are listed, right? But are there particular products or chemicals to watch out for when it comes to cleaning?
There are a lot of chemicals to watch out. I mean, there's the phosphates, obviously, because they pollute waterways and encourage algal bloom. We don't want that. There's fragrance, which we've already talked about. There's things like basically chlorine's not great. I mean, I don't really like swimming in swimming pools since I researched chlorine.
Really?
That's one. Oh, no, we don't. It irritates your skin. And the problem also with this is, you know, if someone's listening to this and they think, right, I'm going to get out my dishwasher powder, I'm going to look at everything and Google it, man, it's just, there's so many quacks out there. There's so many people just saying, oh, it gives you cancer, when there's actually no study to say it does. So that's the difficulty as well.
Or study that says it doesn't, right? I imagine a lot of this is just under-researched or not researched.
Under-researched because there's no money in it, so who's going to do it, really? You know, the only people that want the research to be done are the consumers. And that's when I say, well, if you want something to be done, just don't buy a product you don't like and they'll stop making it and buy one that you do like. Usually you can tell a product is good if it doesn't have a really disgusting smell. And I can smell, if someone's washed their clothes in Persil or one of those really highly fragranced, I can smell it when I walk past them and it makes me feel sick. You know, it's just a really horrible, horrible smell. Doesn't smell right.
So what do you use for laundry
or something?
Yeah, what do you use for laundry powder instead?
Well, I make my own, so I do that mainly because it's really easy. You just throw it all in a food processor, whiz it up, and there's your laundry powder. And I keep the chemicals down, not chemicals, baking soda and washing soda and all the natural things, and just mash them all up with some essential oils. But you know, there are products like Earthwise, which, you know, they're cheap. They do list their things on the back. They don't use phosphates. They don't use fragrance. So they say they use essential oils. I'm going to believe them. I don't know. So you can, you know, use those. And, you know, it's better, I think, than some of the more commercial ones.
I think for some people, and I'm probably, I don't want to out her, but I think I would probably include my wife in this category, there is something reassuring about the highly chemical say, dishwashing tablets. There's something that tells your intuitive brain, oh, this is going to give me a really good hygienic clean. I want to use the big stuff to get rid of all the nasties. Do you think that's a thing?
Well, I think hot water does that, you know, and dishwashers use very hot water. So I don't think you have to try too much harder than that. You can actually just use washing soda, which you can buy in your hardware shop. Throw a bit of that in, no trouble. Yeah.
I haven't come across that before.
Oh, you can get in your hardware shop. It's sort of crystals. It's like the bigger brother of baking soda.
Yeah.
And it's really good. You just throw that in your thing and away you go. So my answer to the, oh, do we kill all the germs? Well, A, we don't want to kill every bloody germ. Mm. You know, it's, you know, we need some. And hot water, you know, in the old days, that's what they did. They basically had hot water, a scrubbing brush, and a bit of soap, you know, sunlight soap, and away you went. Just hot water was the one that did it, and drying. And, you know, I think what we're learning is it's okay to have some household germs around you because they're not all bad. You know, it's like everyone gets rid of their slugs and snails, but there are some slugs in your garden that actually do a lot of good. So it's just having a more relaxed attitude. I just had to clean a house at the weekend. It's our house in Auckland.
Yeah.
And at my daughter's 21st birthday party ages ago, some kid managed to drop blue paint on our perfectly gorgeous floorboards. Yeah. And we've lived with it forever. And instead of throwing something at it, like a Terps or a Meths or anything, I got a steel wool, you know, those steel wool things that your nanny used to have. You can still buy them. They gently just scrape everything away. And so if anyone out there is having trouble cleaning something, buy yourself some steel wool. And have a go. Amazed. So that's got nothing to do with chemicals. That's just basic friction.
Just to
and
clarify
we've forgotten about that.
Yeah, no, I love that. Elbow grease.
elbow grease, yeah.
Yeah. Someone wants to clarify, washing soda for the laundry or for the dishwasher or for both?
Anything you like, really. It's just amazing. Dishwasher is what I meant. You can use it in your washing in your laundry as well if you want. It's quite a strong, it's just stronger than baking soda. And has a lot. If you buy the packet at your hardware store, sometimes they have it at supermarkets around the laundry aisle. It has a lot of instructions on it on what you can use it for. It's my go-to, basically, washing soda.
Somebody's
you put it
asked,
on your paths. If your paths are green and slimy, yep.
Do you trust those products that they say they're quite natural, that you spray them and then over the next few weeks all your moss and mold and stuff disappears?
Yeah, they're basically washing soda. So, I mean, again, I don't know what's in them. They're not going to tell you because they don't have to. And that's the other good thing about consumer with the sunscreens is they're starting to put pressure on these manufacturers to say, you need to prove to us that, A, these things work and what is in them. And we've been sort of waiting for the cosmetics industry to get round to this because that's the other thing. You don't know what's in your makeup and no one's going to tell you. And, you know, we'd quite like to know.
Any particular things you should keep in mind if you've got a septic tank?
I have a septic tank, and that's a really good encouragement not to be throwing big chunks of chemicals down there, because your septic tank is a microbiome as well. It's got its little germs in there that kill the stuff. Mine is one of those ones that rolls over, so you know it churns it all and then cleans it and spits it out of my orchard. So no, you've got to be really careful. So the baking soda, vinegar, all those things are great for your septic tank.
Somebody says that they use your shower cleaner, which is, they say, simply white vinegar and a little dishwashing liquid, and they spray it on and leave it for 10 minutes and it's brilliant.
Yes, it does work. Actually, I just did this at the weekend too, because the shower doors were awful. The other thing you can do, some people say it's not strong enough, especially if you're cleaning a flat like I was that hasn't been cleaned for a while. Again, the steel wool, put your vinegar on and just a very mild, amazing. It doesn't scratch the glass or the plastic if you just keep it quite mild and don't get carried away with the elbow grease. So that's another one too, for any sort of really tough, soapy, yucky stains.
You got a friend in the background there.
Oh, sorry, that's my dogs. At least you're not hearing the rooster. He was going off before. I thought, I hope he moves before I go.
No,
on the
I quite
radio.
Liked it. I liked it. What about cleaning equipment? Any advice here? You got the steel wool, but what about, you know, mops and brushes and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I use mops that you can take the thing off and wash it, you know, recycle rather than I don't know what they're called. What are they called? So you basically have the mop thing and it Velcros on to the end of the mop and then you can take it off, put it in the wash, put another one on. So, and I always use just cloths that you wash. So, you know, nothing that's disposable is the idea. And natural fabrics, cotton, things like that. So you're not buying plastics and bringing them into the home. But I mean, that's really simple. And, you know, the thing to think, and this is what I've been saying right from the beginning when I first wrote my first book in 2009 is, you know, if your nana did it, well, in my case, so someone living in the early 1900s, if she did it, then it's right. If she didn't do it, then it's not right. Because in the early 1900s was the last time we lived without all these chemicals, without all these, you know, new things in the environment, without, you know, the Industrial Revolution. So they were very simple times. And it wasn't that long ago. But if you just ask yourself that question, then you're probably doing the right thing. Eating as well, cleaning and eating.
Yeah. Valerie says, don't use wire wool on enamel like your white stove because it'll take off the surface.
I just did that and it was fine.
Okay. What about?
It's, actually, Valerie, the secret is you just go on the stain. So this was baked on stuff. So you don't scrub too hard. You just very gently go at it until that lifts and you just, yeah, you don't go hard on your enamel.
Any advice for stainless steel and aluminium?
Yeah, now this isn't natural because it's derived from petroleum. So I put that little rider there, but it is the only thing that works. Baby oil, you know, Johnson's baby oil. Mm. Again, did this at the weekend. So you just, for anything stainless, you know, those stainless steel fridges, they're the only kind you can get now. I just bought a new fridge about 3 months ago. I could not get a white one. All I wanted was a white fridge. Everything's, you know, that aluminium stainlessy steel look. So make sure it's clean and then you just wipe it on and buff it off and there you have a really shiny stainless steel, whatever it is, whether it's your oven or your bench or your fridge.
What about cleaning glass?
Well, you can use vinegar for that as well, but I don't say neat vinegar, so you need to dilute it. So about a third to two-thirds water, a little drop of dishwashing liquid and away you go. And then, of course, you always finish with the newspaper. Because that just gives the final, gets rid of any smell.
Right, so you use the cloth to do the initial washing and yep. Then you sort of, I guess, polish it with newspaper.
Yeah, with the newspaper. Does anyone have newspapers anymore? I don't know.
I have love them because I get newspapers. The Northern Advocate. Yeah, we get Saturdays and Sundays and I don't think we'll ever give those up. I love having the newspaper.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. Two things, being able to scan. You know, I'm interested in that, I'm not interested in that, which is harder to do on the website. And also, I kind of like having a bit of a priority order that some editor has chosen for me to read the newspaper in. I don't really like the randomness of the internet.
Yeah, I think you pick up more with a print newspaper than you would. Yeah, because as you say, your phone has algorithms and it knows what you read 3 weeks ago. So you'd probably like this, whereas your paper can't tell. So you're more likely to see a story that might not have been thrown up on your phone, and which I think is exciting.
Thank you for your assistance. We'll look out for the book, which is when?
Natural Care. It's out actually very soon in March. Right. And that's sort of like a COVID response. It's just how to care for everything, everyone in a very natural way.
Good stuff. See you soon, Wendell. Thanks so much.
Lovely talking. Thanks, Jessie.